Please be seated, and since there are no young children, I'll tell my story to the older children. We had three children's choir singing at first service, all of whom went over to Belmont United Methodist to serenade them. We had a choir from Decatur, Alabama. We had a choir from Belmont United Methodist join our choirs, and so they are over there. We had scads of kids at first service, but I was expecting this. You know, I love to tell stories. You know that about me already. And I have told stories in lots of different settings. I've told stories around campfires. I've told stories in classrooms. I've told stories on theatrical stages. I've told stories in church. And once and only once, I told stories in a mall. I was invited to tell stories in the courtyard of this mall. So there were people just going every which way and lots of noise, and I was trying to tell the story, and a few people were trying to listen, although they kind of drifted in and out. You know, the crowd was not very consistent, until finally, in frustration, we all just kind of gave up, and I never, ever accepted an invitation to tell stories in a mall again. Now, in the story that precedes what you just heard, Paul is in Athens, and he starts by trying to tell his story of Jesus in the agora, in the marketplace, in the mall, in essence, where the people are buying and selling, where there are people visiting and talking and milling about. And after a while, they invite him, those who are interested in hearing, to step away from the mall, to step away from the agora, to go to the Areopagus. The Areopagus is both a place and a group of people. It's Ares Rock, not far from the Parthenon, not the real Parthenon here, but the one in Athens, you know. But it was a place where the Supreme Court of Athens, in essence, met. And it was not just that they were the Supreme Court, though they did have veto over legislation that got passed. They heard other cases as well. And this was the very same place that a few centuries earlier a man named Socrates was brought to go on trial for preaching foreign gods. Socrates was convicted and condemned to death. So Paul, in being invited to speak at the Areopagus, was honored and threatened at the same time. Because you see, he was teaching about a foreign god as well. So that's probably the outline you need. I won't finish the story up here.